Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
I think we have some good stuff today. And the first story, I'm just going to say, if you guys swipe on it, I might override you all for the first time.
Holy cow.
Whoa.
It's good stuff. So here's how it's going to work. I'm going to read some pop culture headlines. No swiping. I'm going to read some pop culture headlines.
Swiper.
Ryan and Parker are going to have to decide whether to stay and hear more or swipe on to the next one. In the event of a tie, or if I just hate their decision, I might override them. I'm kidding. That's not how the game works. It's
well, it
fine.
Is this week. This week, yeah. It's how the game works.
Yeah, that's true. Mom's not home, so. All right.
Mom always said, don't play ball in the house.
NFL head coach Mike Vrabel to miss.
Oh, God.
To miss.
Oh, yeah.
Part of the NFL draft.
All right. I'm hoping you get to the part of this story that I want to hear, but I will stay because you threatened us.
Oh, I'll stay.
Of course you're staying, Parker. Mike Vrabel is taking some time off from being an NFL head coach to go do some...
An alleged philanderer?
Counseling. Well, I don't know if it's alleged anymore.
If he's getting counseling.
Page Six, who initially broke the story.
Oh, boy.
Have now acquired pictures of Vrabel and Russini kissing at a bar 6 years ago.
Canoodling?
6 years ago.
Canoodling.
They were canoodling?
6 years ago. Whoa. Pre-pandemic by like 1 week.
I saw these pictures and... A couple of them, you go, well, maybe it's, he's leaning in. Like, he's a guy. Even when she leans back, she's still making eye contact and laughing. And he's leaning in like, come on, baby, come on, baby, come on, baby, come on, baby, allegedly.
So Mike Vrabel had an unannounced press conference yesterday before the first round of the draft. Here, we have some audio.
You know, my previous actions don't meet the standard that I hold myself to. They don't. And what I believe is best for the two most important things in my life, my family and this football team, is for us to take the necessary steps to work together and to give them what I told them I'd give them, which is the best version of me.
Now, does that sound like a who is accused of doing something that was totally nothing, that was blown out of proportion?
Sounds like a witch hunt to me, Frank.
I think not. That's as good as any admission. I want Vrabel's wife to answer. Do you want her to come out here?
I want her to be left alone. Yeah. She doesn't deserve to be dragged into this. It's not like she's been out there in the past making a big media, you know, spectacle of herself. Leave the woman alone.
I get what you're saying, and I agree. My point is that if you asked his wife what she thinks of this,
this is
totally nothing would not be her response.
You know when you'll get her statement? When the divorce papers are filed. That
Bingo.
Will be her statement.
Yeah. Also, one quick little note that I want to throw out there.
Yes.
Russini gave birth to a son in 2021. His name is Michael.
Stop it. Stop.
Get out.
Frank.
Look it up.
Stop.
Look it up.
No.
Wow.
The kissing pictures from 2020. She gave birth to a son named Michael in 2021.
Parker, I know Frank is
I'm not confirming anything.
You can't get pregnant from kissing, Parker.
You can't. Oh. I'm just saying. Ew. I'm not saying, but I'm just saying.
From bumping uglies, you can. And allegedly, that was bumping some uglies. Story
All
number
right,
two.
We're moving on. Prison inmates are mad at Superman.
It's so ridiculous. I have to stay.
Yeah. Stay.
They know he can whip all their butts, right?
So here's the story. Some inmates in Atlanta are upset at the Man of Steel. And the reason being is the sequel is being shot there. And inmates are pissed off that the film shoot is messing up their daily routines.
I mean, I get it.
Officials.
What, they can't lift weights enough?
I mean, you can't be out in the yard if they're filming out in the yard.
Yeah. You can't take a date to the shower? What's going on?
If they're filming a scene in the in the chow hall. You can't go eat there at that time.
You don't have a lot going on in your life. You're in prison. I get it.
I get the grievance.
Yeah.
So officials from the prison say disruptions to inmates' lives have been kept to a minimum, and those who are complaining are blowing it out of proportion. They said also they should be thankful because higher quality food is being prepared there
probably
right now because of the filmmakers being there, and all the inmates are benefiting from it.
Yeah, you know Superman isn't eating prison chow.
No.
So they get the, yeah, and I hate to say this. This does not amount to cruel and unusual punishment. So boo-hoo, you're in jail. It's punishment to be in jail.
Celebrity admits to sleeping with 16-year-old.
Oh!
I saw this headline. I did not read the story. This guy is a scumbag. Stay.
Stay.
Disgraced British comedian Russell Brand has admitted to consensually sleeping
That's
with
impossible.
A 16-year-old girl when he was 30 years old. I did check,
is the
and
age
he
of consent?
Is right about this. Yeah. The UK's age of consent is 16.
Yeah.
He went,
well,
what?
Legal doesn't make it right.
Correct. He went on to say that he regrets how he treated women back in the day and that he is a changed man. Right now, Brand is currently charged with rape and sexual assault over the last few years in the United Kingdom. He has pled not guilty to all charges against him.